Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Gerard Gibbert, and thank you for listening to Middays here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Get ready to go beyond the headlines and join a meaningful conversation with people from around the state. Hello. You're listening to Middays with Gerard Gibbert here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Everyone, and welcome to Midday Super Talk Mississippi. I'm your host, Gerard Gibbert, along with Rhino in the Element Well Studio, guiding you through the middle of your day with facts, fodder, and fine music on this Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Adam. Since Adam came before Eve.
I got you. Oh, man. Well, we're here, ready to go. It's a shortened show today, of course. Ricky Matthews, Super Talk Outdoors at 12:05. We got a couple of Carter Jewelers remote cut-ins. And Steve Azar, host in a Mississippi Minute. He, of course, a notable musician. Mississippi's music and cultural ambassador will join us at 11:05. He's going to be talking about the big Christmas show that gets started 6 p.m. tonight, A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar. Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar returns here on Super Talk Mississippi starting this evening at 6 p.m. Steve will play hours and hours of Christmas classics, tunes from Mississippi artists, and even a couple of holiday tunes on his guitar. Plus, you can watch the Yule log and listen to the music on Super Talk TV. A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar is presented to you by the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Covington County Hospital, and Attorney General Lynn Fitch. So, you know, there's a time of year, as it is, for the various Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah.
So there's been some polls done. The Talker Research poll for Newsweek surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults December 2nd through the 6th. And they determined that Home Alone is the number one Christmas movie. Hmm. I wouldn't have ranked it up there. And then Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah, I can see that. A Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Story. I don't care for that one. Someday, Eugene.
The problem with The Christmas Story is they still do it, or maybe they finally stopped it. But for the longest time, it was, all right, it's Christmas time. We got a couple channels that are going to be playing that all day
long. That is true.
Long.
It's a Wonderful Life. No shock at that one. Still a classic.
Oh, yeah.
I like White Christmas. Who's that? Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney. It's really good. It's fun. But what about A Christmas Carol? Now, there are various productions of that. I like the one.
Yeah, I think it would be tough picking just one.
Yeah, it would. I agree.
Although it's kind of hard to beat the Muppets.
You like that one?
The Muppets Christmas Carol is a pretty pretty good adaptation of the story.
Okay. I like George C. Scott as Scrooge.
He's a great Scrooge.
He is a great Scrooge. It's good.
Speaking of Scrooge, the other adaptation, Bill Murray's Scrooge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another great one.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the market's being a bit Scrooge-like today. The Dow. Where's the Santa Claus rally? The Dow down 260, the NASDAQ, all the indexes are in the negative territory this morning. They started out mixed, but now they're clearly all, well, the NASDAQ is flip. The old kangaroo is hopping around. It just flashed up on the screen, up 63 points. The funny money still not crossing that 100K mark, what's it, 95 grand, something? 93. Just looked at it.
Yeah, it's,
man,
it's down
big today. 39.47 is the latest logged amount down. Container Store and Party City have filed for bankruptcy. They're out of here, both of them. Talks between Nissan and Honda might give rise to a whole new company. Both of those folks are struggling a bit in the automobile industry. And then, man, really sad, terrible, maddening news, honestly, in New York. You've seen this, a Guatemalan migrant arrested for setting fire to just a subway rider on the subway, sleeping in the subway in New York City, watched her burn to death. And what bothered me about this more than anything, Rhino, is the photos of this individual with that just smug look on his face. That really bugged me. This, of course, I think gives more credence to the notion that Americans are sick of the open borders, especially thugs like this, murderous thugs. That's an act of terrorism, in my view. Come across the border and then light a sleeping subway rider on fire. This occurred in Brooklyn. And then you got Kathy Hochul. Is she like just tone deaf or what?
Well, in fairness, I do believe this is an example of checked out for the holidays and set up some social media posts to fire off thinking, oh, these will be nice and generic and there won't be any conflict associated with these social media posts, so everybody can rest for the holidays. We'll talk about how good the subways are and we'll schedule it, I don't know, an hour or two after this person gets set on fire.
So just so you know, folks, Kathy Hochul.
Was it after or before? It was either way, it's weird.
She took the photos prior, but they released them after.
That's it.
They could have stopped it. But no, she's taking a photo with a selfie with two of New York's residents there at a subway station with like the subway map. You can see it's the gate, essentially. It's where you enter the subway there. Stage photos. And she tweets this later on after this migrant lit a woman on fire and watched her burn to death, by the way. The governor, Kathy Hochul, she, of course, posted this staged photo on the subway talking about boasting about how safe it is. Is this just unreal or what? She said, I took action to make our subway safer for millions of people who take the trains each day. A couple of hours after a New Yorker was burned to death by a migrant. This is why they got their butts beat in November. People are sick of this crap. And honestly, this transcends party lines. This isn't something that just people on the right are upset about. This is Kathy Hochul in all of her tone deafness. I think completely represents the tone deafness of the Democrat Party. You've seen also, didn't make the news to a great extent, the progressive caucuses in the respective chambers. They're calling for the caucuses to go further to the left. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, of course, we did get a spending bill. Finally, Friday afternoon after the show, up there in the House of Representatives, Plan C did garner the necessary votes to pass through the lower chamber, transferred it up to the Senate. It passed over there overwhelmingly on party lines, sent to Joe Biden to sign. Did they go wake him up or something? Because wasn't it like early in the morning, Saturday, I think, averting a government shutdown?
Well, I mean, it's not like he's really been in charge the whole time anyways.
That's true. Somebody else probably signed it for him, honestly. So the Congress approved this plan. Now, just for clarity, you had a plan A, that was the 1,547-page boondoggle that was exposed. It never made it to the floor. So I'm seeing, just for clarity, on social media, a lot of people talking about how Mississippi's congressional delegation in the House supported this legislation. It never made it to the floor. So we don't really know. I've not seen any comments from any of our reps, except Benny Thompson, who blasted the fact that the thing cratered. It's 1,547 pages. So it got reduced down to 116 in Plan B, but that would have also extended the debt ceiling out for a couple of years. President-elect Trump wanted that, endorsed it, but that couldn't get the necessary votes to pass. Many in the House that described themselves as more fiscally conservative weren't happy about this extension of the debt ceiling for 2 years. So they tried a Plan C, which took that out, meaning the Congress is going to have to take up the debt ceiling situation again by about June or so. We're coming right back from the Element Well studio. Stay with us.
Callaway's after Christmas sale starts now. Final markdown. All Christmas 50% off. Permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, ornaments, ribbons, and much more. All Christmas is 50% off, no exclusions. Enjoy after Christmas prices before Christmas. Callaway's has a nice selection of poinsettias along with fresh cut Christmas trees, all 50% off. This is Brent Callaway. Since 1954, Callaway's has been family owned and operated. Callaway's has a large selection of your favorite trees, shrubs, and color plants. We have a large selection of ceramic pots, all sizes, all colors, all on sale. Callaway's has large rolls of pine straw, and we offer quantity pricing. Callaway's after Christmas sale starts now. Final markdown. All Christmas is 50% off, no exclusions. Permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, ornaments, ribbons, and much more. All Christmas, 50% off, no exclusions. Enjoy the after Christmas prices before Christmas. Callaway's Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm Shelby from the staff and management at Two Men and a Truck. We want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, and may the new year be the best for you and your family. From all of us at Two Men and a Truck, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Tour and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Here with a special invitation to join us weekday morning 6 to 9. Breaking news, quick shots, analysis, all right here on Super Talk Jackson 97.3.
Now back to Middays with Gerard here on Super Talk Mississippi.
On the island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on day.
Johnny in West Point wanted to know if the email protection provisions that were in the original bill, which would have essentially secured congressional email from public disclosure if that made it into the final bill. It did not.
Yeah, I didn't see it. The
basically,
I didn't go over with the fine-tooth comb either.
Yeah, so we started out with this 1,547-page boondoggle, which had a bunch of stuff in it that really had nothing to do with continuation of government funding. I mean, that was the problem that was being addressed. And that got scaled down from 1,547 pages to 118 pages. It includes, other than just the continuing resolution language, which just says, just keep spending everything just like it is right now through March. It also included $100 billion of disaster relief funds for that area, which was ravaged by the recent hurricanes, storms, the Carolinas in particular, and then $10 billion of farm aid. That was pretty much it. So that's what we got. Now, here's something to keep in mind, a couple of facts. First, this measure, this fire drill on spending only concerns 15% of total federal outlays. 15%. That's it. That's what all this consternation was about. Why is that? Because it is half of so-called discretionary spending, and discretionary spending, which represents 30% of total annual spending, is the only categories of spending which are appropriated by the Congress. The rest of it is automatic, on autopilot. 70% of federal spending just happens. That's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, some other federal assistance programs, and of course, nearly $1 trillion of debt interests. So, $4.5 trillion federal spending, automatic. $1.7 to $1.8 trillion of federal spending, appropriated. Half of that's defense. Half of it is what a bill was just passed to fund. 34 Republicans in the House voted against that funding bill. It's really crazy when you think about it that the Congress only deals with 30% of spending. And our rules say, which they always suspend, the rules say the normal standard process procedure is that there would be 12 bills that the Congress would deliberate and debate, offer amendments to, etc., to appropriate, to fund that 30% of spending. That happened a little bit on the Defense Authorization Act. And I can't remember right now how many of those 12 bills concern defense. I want to say 3, 4, something like that. But that was just passed really without a lot of fanfare and much discussion about 3 weeks ago. It's called the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. That included a $26 billion increase. I heard nobody say anything to the effect that we got to stop giving the defense all this additional money. They can't account for what they got. So that really relegates us down to the remaining 15%, about $850 billion, and that's what they just negotiated. So you'll know, all three bills, even the 1,547-page boondoggle, the original one, they got all, a lot of people, I should say, really upset, including me. There's immaterial difference in the amount of outlays. The 1,547-page bill to the 118-page bill, basically the same amount of money. So, no cuts. Everything the same. I'm going to have to do it all over again in March. Now, the president-elect was somewhat unhappy about the ultimate bill because it did not suspend the debt ceiling. And all that really means is that there's essentially a statutory limit that the government cannot exceed with respect to borrowing. And that is kind of immaterial, honestly, and academic, because they're going to increase it. But it is a fight, and it can be used for political leverage. We're not anywhere close to getting to a point where we don't have to continue to borrow money to fund government. We're not remotely close to that. In fact, we're moving in the other direction. And so the president-elect wanted that either fully eliminated or extended for a couple of years. And a lot of people, especially the libertarians, say that's because Donald Trump just wants to continue the profligate spending. Honestly, I don't think that's it. I think it's because he's promised tax cuts. I want to see these tax cuts pass. Not only extension or making permanent the present tax structure, which is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, also known commonly as the Trump tax cuts, but he's also promised to cut tips exempt from taxation, income taxation. Also, Social Security. He's talked about that. He wants to eliminate the SALT cap, the state and local tax cap, which benefits people in the deep blue states that have extremely high state and local taxation. And, of course, exempt overtime from tips. The problem is that the way the CBO scores these tax cuts, essentially equivalent to spending increases. And that causes problems for the debt ceiling, and it causes problems with respect to fitting into the guidelines of the reconciliation process, which allows legislation to be passed by a simple majority in the Senate. Well, so I understand why Mr. Trump said, let's get rid of that debt ceiling thing. And again, it's academic anyhow. It just happens automatically. But the Democrats are going to use the debt ceiling issue effectively to block extension of or making permanent the Trump tax cuts, plus adding the other cuts Mr. Trump has proposed. They're going to use the debt ceiling. And that's why the president-elect wanted to eliminate it. But the votes weren't there. In fact, a number of Republicans, 34, voted against legislation that would have eliminated or extended the debt ceiling. They couldn't sign on for that. Couldn't get comfortable with that. I saw an interview with Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina. She talked about it, and she said, look, I support the president-elect's agenda, and I'm all for moving that through Congress, but I can't support this debt ceiling elimination. This is where we disagree. So that's where we are. That's what we got. It's likely that the $2 trillion deficits will continue. And now there is some rumbling, by the way, some buzz from Elon Musk, who has got outsized influence, of course, with the president and even the Congress to some extent. There's definitely some buzz going around that he's for reforming Social Security. They want to go after Social Security and not phase it out, but this is getting the attention of retirement groups across the country who are just letting people know that Senator Mike Lee, for example, is also working with Elon Musk, and he's one who's proposed phasing out Social Security. And Elon Musk has basically come forward and said, you know, I think we got to do something about the Social Security. Now, this is where he and the president-elect could be at loggerheads, because the president-elect said, we ain't touching Social Security.
I just wonder how much of this is politics as usual, where these politicians are coming out and saying, yeah, I'm working with Elon on this. And what that really means is they mentioned it in passing when they saw each other for about 10 seconds.
Well, that's true, except Senator Lee actually expressed his...
It just seems like everybody's popping up with, yeah, I met with Elon. Yeah, I did this with Elon. It's like, the dude only has 24 hours in the day. I'm pretty sure at least some of y'all are full of it.
Seeking to be in his good graces. But Mike Lee has talked about massive reform of Social Security long before Elon Musk ever came on the scene. But you're right. There are many of them are sort of warming up to him for personal gain, it feels. We're coming right back in the Element Well studio.
For all your glass.
You're listening to Middays with Gerard Gibbert, here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Days of the synthesizer, this was the stuff.
You're right. That was favorite Christmas music of the late, great Rush Limbaugh, of course. We are back in the Element Well studio. So, you remember last week, Rhino, I talked about the Social Security Fairness Act. They're so clever, aren't they? That sounds, yeah, I want Social Security to be fair. Except this is the legislation we shared with you last week that would extend Social Security benefits at the same level to public sector employees across this country who are members of and contributing to and receiving pension benefits from those various governmental authorities, state level, municipal level. It could be from the agency to which you work for, fire and police, as an example. Well, some in this country have waivers where they do not contribute into Social Security. They simply pay into their respective pension plans. And thus, when they applied for Social Security, even if they worked for a standard type employment situation where they are paying into Social Security, their benefits are somewhat discounted just based on the number of years they work. That's all figured into the calculations. That makes sense to me. Well, there's been some legislation introduced to try to pay them benefits as if they were contributing for that period of time into Social Security. That passed. You know, I talked about it last week. It was scheduled, I think, to be put on the floor in the Senate like last Wednesday. It finally did get to the Senate, and it passed on the 21st is when it passed. Interestingly enough, I checked out the roll call. Our senators were split. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith voted in favor. Senator Roger Wicker voted against. But it passed. Now, once again, I thought we were all about trying to get some grip on all the spending. This is another $200 billion, which, by the way, just pulls money out of the Social Security Trust Fund, which is used to sort of make up the difference when needed between the amount of money coming in for people working, the amount of money going out to people receiving Social Security benefits. That's kind of what the trust fund's for. It's like a reserve, if you will. But as time progresses, the amount of money coming in from people working as compared to the amount of money going out to people who are receiving Social Security benefits gets closer, and then ultimately to the point where there's not enough money coming in to pay the benefits. So they start drawing out of the reserves, the trust fund. That's why it's expected, based on actuarial analysis and estimates, to get to a point in about 2033 where we can't pay benefits in full. We're out of money in the trust fund. We've drawn it all out, all the reserves. This simply accelerates that by about 6 months, is what it does. So I oppose this. I think this was a bad move on the part of the Congress here, and it looks like that's going into effect. Now, they've tried this for about a year. This, in fact, I think it's named Social Security Fairness Act of 2023. It just doesn't feel like we're going in the direction of fiscal responsibility and any sort of spending austerity, given this legislation, the fact that we just passed a continuing resolution. Now everybody's saying, just hold on to your hat. The president-elect will be inaugurated on the 20th. And he announced, by the way, he spoke at in Arizona. Kind of a rally, turning point. It was pretty cool. And he said, hey, by 2 o'clock on the 20th, I'm going to drop a series of executive orders concerning the border and energy. I'm all for it. I look forward to that. But in the meantime,
we did have a question about the continuing resolution from the 662. Not really a question, just more of a statement.
Yeah, I saw that.
With a screenshot of a bill, and it says, supposedly this is in the bill that's passed. If so, this is not okay. And the section they've got highlighted on the screenshot says, the service of a citizen of the United States and the Israeli Defense Forces shall be treated in the same manner as service in the uniformed services. That is not in H.R. 10545, the continuing resolution. That is from H.R. 8445, dropped back in May by Congressman Rentschler and Miller. I think Rentschler's from Georgia? Miller's from Ohio, but it doesn't say it in the bill language. I don't know off the top of my head.
And it has not gone anywhere.
It's only been introduced.
By the way, I got the exact same thing. On the break, I researched that as well. It's exactly what I came. So I'm glad we came to the same conclusion there, this H.R. 8445. And it amends Title 38. So, yeah. So
even if you reverse trace it and take the language from H.R. 8445 and try to find that language in H.R. 10545, it's not there.
The spending bill. What you just described. Yeah, I did the same thing. So, Rhino, you know, this is the risk that stuff gets out there and it goes viral. And I'm not saying that particularly about our texter here who sent this as a question, which we appreciate. Didn't just say, yep, this is in there. But you saw last week, Elon Musk made an error about the congressional pay. It's a 40% congressional pay increase. That just went nuts across social media. And it's wrong. It never was 40%. We explained that last week.
And that's a great example of, especially in this use case, AI has shortcomings.
Yes.
Because that was an artifact of AI.
Yes.
A lot of the early reporting numbers for budgetary line items and stuff like that that had been regurgitated by AI were just wrong. And it's hindsight's 2020. It's easy to look back on it and go, oh, well, it makes sense now because you just inserted the language of a bill, including all of the line numbers along the side without telling the large language model and the AI, ignore those.
Yeah.
So it saw a whole bunch of numbers, and the AI brain associated those numbers with each line it was referring to, and it's talking about spending money, so it thought, okay, those numbers must be money. And you wind up with an AI artifact of just completely fabricated budgetary numers.
And there is some minor truth in that there was a call for a raise, 3.8%, $6,600 a year. It's also true that the Congress has to vote every year to block a raise which was enacted, 20 years or so or something like that.
Longer than that, wasn't it?
Maybe so.
Early 90s, wasn't it?
89, I think, is the date that sticks in my head. So a lot of folks probably don't realize that. Every year, the Congress has to say, no, we're not going to actually act on that and allow that to happen. And all it was kind of a cost-of-living adjustment that the Congress voted themselves, similar to the way Social Security works. Well, what got out of hand was that AI... I think scouring the language said, wow, they're going to go back in arrears and activate all that. They're going to get a $40,000 raise starting next year. No, all they were saying is we're just going to do this 1 year, the 3.8%, based on the calculations as specified in that legislation going back to 1989. So But here's the good news. That was stripped from the bill that got finally passed. But we got to watch this because we're going to be at this all over again in 3 months. Are we going to see serious cuts? And are we going to be brave enough to cut defense? Is that going to happen? At a minimum, hey, before we give you any money, you got to show us some evidence of what you spent the money we've been giving you all these years for. It's just mind-boggling to me that that's not getting more attention. And then, of course, you got this 15% of spending, which is what all the chaos and controversy was about last week. It's 15%. You want to be serious? You got to start looking at the mandatory spending. Now, you got Elon Musk that's floating this idea of reforms to Social Security, and that's not going to be popular, of course. Nobody wants to do anything to Social Security, but it's on autopilot, and increases will continue, just as is the case with Medicare and Medicaid. So even if you're cutting in the discretionary side, the 30%, you're just not even offsetting, honestly, the increases occurring in the mandatory side, which are automatic and don't require congressional action whatsoever. Just happens automatically. Autopilot. This is the conversation we got to have if we're serious about doing something about the $2 trillion deficits. Otherwise, they're going to continue. They will continue regardless of who's the president until the Congress gets serious about the 70% of spending that's on autopilot. We're stepping aside for a break from the Element Well studio. We're coming right back with a cut in from Carter Jewelers. Stay with us.
When the storm.
You're listening to Middays with Gerard here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
We are back in the Element Well studio. Thanks for joining us today. We're pleased to welcome now Jay Lake, owner of Carter Jewelers. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Gerard. How are you?
Merry Christmas. All right, tell us what's going on today.
Hey, yeah. We have a lot of merchandise 70% off or more right now. It's really ridiculous, these prices. My dad went up to New York City and bought a company that went bankrupt, a wholesaler company. They sell fine jewelry, platinum, VS diamonds, 18 karat gold, a lot of engagement rings, bracelets, pendants, and a lot of diamond stud earrings. So if you don't need anything for Christmas, you should come in, and we have a layaway. 10% down, you put on a layaway and pay on it for 12 months until your anniversary or birthday or whatever the occasion is. Now is a really good time. We got two more days left for Christmas, so you ought to come on in and we'll take good care of you. Gift wrap it, finance it. If you have bad credit, no credit, we'll take care of you. We can go up to 18 months interest-free financing right now for good credit. No money down, just sign your name and take it home with you.
Wow. So,
yeah, wow. It's really good.
Okay,
yeah.
So we talked to you on Friday. How was sales over the weekend? Everything good?
Great. We had a lot of customers come in on Sunday, even though we're not open on Sunday, but we had a lot of customers. Eddie Payton came in, Walter Payton's brother, NFL player. He got his wife a few nice presents, and we sold a lot of engagement rings, and we offer gift wrap still. Front door parking is downtown Jackson, right before we get to the Capitol on High Street, corner of High and State, right next to the fairgrounds, right on top of the fairgrounds there.
Yeah.
But, we got everybody here. We got 2 days left. We're going to stay open late today, probably till about 7 o'clock tonight, most likely, the last customer. But normally we close at 6, so, and then tomorrow we'll open early at 8 a.m., 8 a.m. to probably 5 or 6 tomorrow. Gerard.
I'm always a bit surprised that folks are out shopping for engagement sets, even around Christmas, huh? So it's not necessarily a Christmas gift, but maybe it's a surprise around Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. They probably prefer not to have that for Christmas, but it's actually the number one engagement time to buy. And then Valentine's is the second biggest for engagement rings.
Yeah.
You know, but they probably would rather have a Christmas present and an engagement ring separately, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So you're tell everybody where you're located again, Jay.
We're at 711 High Street, Jackson, Mississippi. And we also have one in Vicksburg in Pemberton Square, right next to the Kroger over there.
And you got parking right there at the store too, right?
Yeah. Parking, and we also sell sterling silver, $100 and up, and lots of amazing deals. 30 cents on their tag prices. You really can't beat that. It's a bankruptcy, and that's why we can offer these prices on so many fine diamonds. We also have the lab diamonds. You can get a carat lab for $7.99. We got tennis bracelets for $1,200 plus tax. Solid gold, real genuine diamonds. We got engagement rings starting at $299 with real diamonds in there, real gold. If you want the silver ones, they're $199 and up. All different sizes. We have wedding bands for men. They start around $99. Pearls. We got fine pearl necklaces, bracelets, rings, 7-inch, 8-inch, whatever size wrist you have. We have the expandable kind that, if you have a big wrist, we can get you fit. We can take care of you.
Right.
Gerard.
And you've got repair there at the store as well, right?
Yes, sir. We got repairs, full service here. We can size the rings here, set the diamond, custom. We have a lot of custom pieces. Our custom designer, they've won more awards than any other manufacturer in the world. Hmm. Really really fine designer out of San Diego. So we can do all that. We can solder your chain. We can do watch batteries. And if you need anything else, we can send it off and get it fixed for you.
Great. So you're expecting a big day today and tomorrow. What about the hours tomorrow, Jay?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy already. Tomorrow we're going to open up early. Normally we open at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll open 8 a.m. and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And tonight we'll probably stay open later to probably about 7 p.m. or 8 whenever the last customer leaves.
Yeah, but
we'll take good care of you.
If a customer shows up and they're interested in looking to make a deal, you're not going to run them out, right? You're going to work with them and get them taken care
of. That's right, Gerard. Just make me an offer and on any piece you want, and I'll be glad to look at it for you.
Yeah,
Gerard. Make an offer on anything you want, and we're going to take care of you and give you the same Carter Jewelers experience, same bag and everything.
Sounds good. All right, Jay. Appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk to you again in the next hour. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Gerard. Merry Christmas.
You too, man. Folks, we're stepping aside for a break. It's time for Fox News and Super Talk News. And after that, it's Steve Azar, host in a Mississippi Minute. Stay with us.
Of Middays with Gerard Gibbert is brought to you by the Mississippi Business Journal. Visit msbusinessjournal.com. Scott Coopwood, publisher.
Welcome to the show that challenges you to think deeply, and look beyond political posturing. You're listening to Middays with Gerard Gibbert here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back, everyone. It's hour two of Middays. We are coming at you live from the Element Well studio. It's our pleasure to welcome now our good friend Steve Azar, host of In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. He's a musician, and he's also widely considered, including by me, to be Mississippi's music and cultural ambassador. Hey, Steve. Good to see you, brother.
Merry Christmas, Gerard.
Man, yeah, Merry Christmas to you. All right, you're going to get it cranked up for us this evening at 6 p.m., right? We've got A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar kicking off at that time. I can't wait.
Love it. Love it doing it every year. And love getting, it helps me get in the spirit a little sooner. And I've already gotten engaged a little bit with Will, and we are, he's put a great program together as always, and love being part of Team Super Talk and celebrating the birth of our dear Lord. So it's a wonderful celebration. We, the music to me is the most diverse and different, and obviously we're the one show that covers so many of our great Mississippi artists, you know, just sprinkling in and out, constantly with, and consistently with, of course, being the birthplace of America's music. Gerard, you and I both know it all starts, and it all started with us, and so all the other music obviously has been touched by us, so it's a no-brainer.
So tell us what we can expect, Steve. I know you're going to have some of the Christmas classics, but I'm thinking you're going to sprinkle in some Christmas tunes that were recorded by Mississippi artists, many of whom are your friends, of course.
Yeah, I've gotten to know them over the time, over my lifespan, and getting to play music for a living since I was a little kid. So, yeah, I mean, we cover the gamut from B.B. to Elvis to Dorothy Moore to, I mean, you name it, we got it. It just, it's, the list goes on and on and on and on, and it's Albert King and, oh my goodness, there's just so many. You start forgetting how to, forgetting to name them because it never ends. Jimmy Buffett, Charlie Pride, a lot of them will be shining down their beautiful spirit on Christmas. So, it's really a great variety. But I also think it shines a spotlight on us as a state and our contribution to the world and, and what is one of the most important backdrops of our day. You know, we have music going, you know, throughout our, you know, throughout the day for all of us, music's always, you know, sort of in the background or, you know, it's just, it's in the movies we watch, it's, you know, it's constant. So, you know, I just always think about how grateful I am that I grew up here and know that if I didn't, there's no way I'm doing this. So it's awesome. Awesome.
So, Steve, tell us, as a musical artist, what's it like to kind of pivot a bit from your standard genre and standard style of music to record Christmas music?
Well, I've only made one. It's my Catfish Christmas song. You know, for me, it's all about being honest, and I love to write everything I do. So, you know, I've always been a little bit, I felt like it was important for it to come from me. That was a lot of fun, a party that we put on in Nashville every year, and all of a sudden I saw an invitation, and my buddy Danny Overly, who I grew up with from age zero, he's a catfish biologist, and he was Santa in the video with Jim McMahon from the Bears and Cat Cora, the Iron Chef, and my buddy Terry Ahola, who you've met at the Delta Soul U.S. Ski Team member back in the day, and we had so much fun shooting the video. And but with all that said, you know, I've been tempted to do a Christmas album, but it just got to be, you know, to do the whole enchilada. But I don't know what's kept me from doing it. When I moved back home, Gerard, it was really focusing in on locking in on really writing about home and really soaking into that environment and being able to do it a lot better coming full circle after being in Music City for 20 years. Everything really just started to add up in my mind and my heart, and I was able to articulate it, you know, through words and music. So I really focused in on that and spent those number of years just doing that. So, but look, we've got plenty of great Mississippi artists that did this, and we got plenty of music for that we need to share and remind everybody that every time they hear a classic, most of the time you're going to be, especially on our show, you're going to be hearing like, wow, I forgot they're from Mississippi.
Yeah, that's a great point. Steve, I think all of us probably, as we age, we sort of, around Christmas in particular, we kind of go back in time a bit, and we relive our childhood and remember the music, you know, that made Christmas special for us. Any particular Christmas music, Steve, that you always look forward to as a child?
Well, for me, it was always, you know, growing up, it's all about your parents and what they sort of fed to you.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Williams and Dean Martin and Bing Crosby with White Christmas and telling the stories about a teenage tunesmith who wrote, you know, like he's talking about it for the first time.
Right.
And these songs that would become standards in our lives during this time of year. So I'm a sucker for those. I always loved everything Elvis did.
Yeah.
Just his take on it was so Elvis, you know, the way BB did it. I mean, they were such unique artists, obviously the king of rock and roll, the king of the blues, and they had their own way of whatever was going on inside them and how it was able to come out so different with the classics and turn it into them. And that to me is such a gift. And I just, you know, I'm in awe every time I hear it. You know, it's more than just the style of a voice.
Yeah.
They had the ability to transform it to what they were musically, and it just always worked.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it's just amazing to me. And Charlie Pride, you know, I was always a huge fan of him. And as I got to know him and doing the Grand Ole Opry with him at times, and just knowing that he used to shop in my mom's grocery store as a kid in his baseball uniform.
Yep.
I just, you know, just what a wonderful soul.
I mean, besides being incredibly talented, he was just a good guy. I don't know if I ever told you. I had a chance to play a little golf with him in Dallas, just kind of connected up on the driving range.
Wow.
And I was hitting balls, and he was next to me, behind me, and I didn't really pay attention. You know, I was hitting balls. I was over there at the Four Seasons Resort, where they used to play, the course he used to play the Byron Nelson at.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm hitting balls, and my buddy from Oklahoma, we were at a business event. We were going to play, and he had a good shot. He says, "Oh, Gerard, I'm taking you down today." And all of a sudden, this voice from behind me breaks into, "Take me down." I said, "Man, that sounded good." And I turned around. It was Charlie Pride. And
did y'all play?
Yeah, we did a few holes, and then he had to split up. But I was just in awe. Of course, I explained to him my Mississippi roots and so forth. And
he loved it.
And just a great guy. I mean, it was an honor and a thrill for me, honestly. But when I heard that voice on the driving range, I said, I don't know any golfers that can sing quite like that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, Gerard, I love it. He was the only one, I think, that wore wilder pants than me. Like in my Pearl River Resort commercial, everybody goes, those pants you're wearing? And I said, I wear those to the airport. They're my travel pants and my golf pants.
Oh, man. But just another one of the fine musicians, of course, from the state of Mississippi. But who could imagine Christmas, Steve, without music? That's what makes it so special.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm just thinking about Conway Twitty, and I mean, I'm just starting to think about Timmy Wynette and Tina Turner. I mean, well, Ike Turner, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got me thinking about all these great artists. You know, and more music's going to come, but yeah, I couldn't imagine us having the backdrop of Christmas without that going on. It's pretty special, and we need to think about this time and really absorb it with family, with our faith, and with our friends. And really, because you're heading into a new year, and that's when we got to make all these dang resolutions that we got to try to stick to. But it's a wonderful thing to be a part of, and I'm blessed to be part of Team Super Talk and do this for a bunch of years now. I really look forward to doing it,
man. And your show is doing great. I often am in the studio for about an hour or so after the show when your show is being broadcast, and always enjoy it. I mean, the interviews with some of those artists and hearing some of their background and history, it's just fascinating. I mean, it really is. You do a great job of that.
I really appreciate it. Well, I'm trying to get better, but along the way, but I know that I probably have limitations, but I do keep it honest, and I do enjoy getting to know people better or getting to know people from the start. And I credit that. Gerard, you know, you do the same thing. You and I both come from backgrounds that aren't in radio.
Right.
And so we'll be on this side of things, and you do an incredible job as well. I love listening to you, so ditto. But don't you love just the joy of getting to talk to people you may have never gotten a chance to talk to? And it's just it's just so wonderful.
It's a privilege. Steve, we appreciate you coming on and talking to us about A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar. That's coming up starting tonight and through tomorrow, 6 p.m. Steve will be handling all the tunes for you. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks for coming on,
love
man.
You, brother. Take care. Thanks.
Yep. We're coming right back in the Element Well studio.
Then he smiled at me, par-rum-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
Middays with Gerard Gibbert.
Let's do this.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Let's go.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Speaking of which, little Andy Williams bumping us into this segment now. We're pleased to welcome Jay Lake, owner of Carter Jewelers. He's on location at the Carter store in downtown Jackson. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Gerard. How are you?
Doing great. Merry Christmas to you. So, how's it been going this morning? I hear a lot of...
Really busy.
Yeah.
Really busy. We got Christmas Eve. We got one more day. And Carter Jewelers has paid cash and purchased a huge manufacturer of fine diamond jewelry that went bankrupt out of New York City. And we bought over 1,000 of those pieces, and they have their tags on there, and we're selling them for 30 cents on their tag prices, which equals 70% off. It's an amazing deal. So if it's 1,000, you only pay $300. And if you don't need something for Christmas, you ought to still come in, see what we got, see if you find something you like, because we can't get this again at these prices. And we have a layaway, 10% down, and pay on it monthly, interest-free, until you need it for your anniversary, birthday, whatever the occasion is. And if you need it now, we have financing. No credit, bad credit. You can get approved online, www.carterdiamonds.com, carterdiamonds.com. And you can get pre-approved and find out how much you can get, and then you come on in and pick out what you want. It doesn't have to be the bankrupt. We have everything on sale right now, Gerard, for our Christmas sale. Even the name brand stuff, all the custom design pieces, the award-winning custom design pieces. I personally picked our diamonds out, sent them to the designer, and they made lots of different designs, and we're selling them here live in the cases. They're just packed full of beautiful fine jewelry, all hand-picked. And the biggest thing is the 70% off the VS diamonds, platinum, 18 karat gold, engagement rings, necklaces, pendants, and bracelets, 1,200, all 14 karat gold, natural diamond. We also have these lab diamonds. They're $7.99 a carat. You can't beat that, 14 karat gold. Fine pearls. Anything you need, sterling silver, $100 gifts, gift wrap, it looks absolutely beautiful. We're the oldest business in Jackson, Mississippi, 1849, and I want to thank you and all of our customers in Mississippi for keeping us in business that long. And I want to thank my father for selling me the store and everything he's taught me and over the years. And y'all have been so good to us, and I really do appreciate that. We're one of the oldest jewelry businesses in the United States, 1849.
That's incredible.
Yes, sir.
1849. Wow. That's quite the run.
Yeah. Still downtown Jackson. We're Abraham Lincoln was a junior congressman when we got established. So we survived the Civil War and everything. They burned down Jackson. I heard that the old owner, he left the doors open, the safes open, and took all the jewelry out and hid it somewhere, maybe buried it. I don't know. But they left this... the building intact, and we rebuilt this, custom built for the jewelry store.
Yeah.
Safes and everything, gift wrapping, and still we have the front door parking now.
Yeah. So tell the folks again exactly where you're located, Jay.
We are 711 High Street and in Pemberton Square in Vicksburg. We're downtown Jackson, corner of High and State, and in Pemberton Square in Vicksburg, right next to the Kroger over there. If you know where that is, I'm not real familiar with the Vicksburg area, but it's a little smaller store, real quaint, and they still have the financing as well over there. 18 months interest-free financing, and they also have layaway. They have a jeweler on site, every day he can size. He does it all over there. And we have one here, too. He's been doing it for over 35 years.
Wow.
Really, really nice guy.
So, Jay, you said earlier that you work with a designer. So you sometimes you'll just buy the loose diamonds, and then you'll work with a designer to custom design and custom tailor some of the jewelry?
Yes, Gerard. They've won more awards, they told me, than any other manufacturer in the United States. So they're really proud of their work, and they take a lot of detail. Right out of San Diego and La Jolla area.
Yeah.
Real nice people over there.
Yeah, that's
from us.
That's awesome.
South African. They've been doing it a long time. They love it, and if you have a design, we can make it for you as well. It takes about a month or two to make them though.
Okay. Okay. So if somebody had something custom in mind, they come in, talk to you about it, and you can work with them and actually build and create that piece of jewelry.
Absolutely, that's right. And we can size it, set their diamonds. If they have a diamond, we have a whole selection of rings with no diamonds in them, and we can put whatever diamond you want in there. We can order it, any quality you want. We have most of them in stock, but if we don't have, we can get it, and the best prices as well.
Gotcha.
We shop the whole world for the lowest price, and we have gold chains. If you like gold chains, solid gold necklaces, hoops. Watches, gifts, starting at $20 and up. I mean, we got anything you need, we got it here. So and we got today till we'll be up until 6 o'clock today. We might stay open a couple hours later since Christmas Eve, and then tomorrow we're going to open early, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Jay,
that's the last day.
What about watches? We hadn't talked about that today, I don't think.
We have a lot of ladies' watches and diamond. We have one Rolex, solid gold, 14 karat. It's got a carat of diamonds around. The bezel is beautiful.
Wow.
We have a lot of other ones, solid gold with the straps on it, with 2 carats of diamonds, 2 or 3 carats of diamonds. Really, very, really nice. We also sell luxury within reach of Seikos right over here. We got a lot of men's, and we can take the links out on site. We can fit them to your wrist. Most other people can't do that. And while you wait, and we have a lot of ladies' watches as well.
Gotcha. All right, Jay. Appreciate you checking in with us. I think we're going to talk to you one more time before we get out of here today. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank y'all.
Merry Christmas to you. Yes, yeah, so you can hear a lot of the discussion in the background. That's people cutting deals down there at Carter Jewelers. Appreciate them for being with us today. So what are your plans, Rhino, for the Christmas?
It depends on how much I can get done around the apartment this afternoon as to whether or not I'm going to hit the road tonight or just pack tonight and get up in the morning and head up to Tupelo to spend some time with the family. And I get to see all the Wonder Nieces and the Ninja Nephew and hang out, eat good, and kind of just relax. And then
yeah.
Head on back down probably Christmas night instead of getting up and driving first thing in the morning, because we'll be right back here on the 26th.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. We're here all week, as a matter of fact. You and I are. So, but it's
except for when we're spelled by Azar.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of strange that Christmas is right smack dab in the middle of the week, isn't it? Doesn't lend itself to long weekends or anything like that, but
not unless you have a really generous boss.
That's true. A very generous boss.
I do have a few friends who basically they got told about August that the company holiday schedule was wrong and that they would be off for the entire week.
Oh, that's
Christmas.
Cool. How about that? Very cool. Well, I would consider this a bit of a Christmas present. President Joe Biden withdrew his student loan proposed regulations that would have canceled a significant amount of student loans. He also is pivoting on prior policy regarding transgender athletes. So the Title IX stuff that he basically eviscerated looks like it might be getting restored a bit. But on the other hand, man, the guy comes out and commutes the sentences for 37 federal death row inmates. What the heck's that all about?
It's the perfect distillation of the actual mindset of politicians, especially those on the left. It's all performative morality, not actual morality, because if you're against the death penalty wholeheartedly, then you would have commuted all 40.
That's right.
But to use the argument that you are against the death penalty and still allow for three to be executed means you're not really against the death penalty. You just like the performative morality of saying you're against the death penalty. And the sad part is the clapping seals that vote for these idiots will lap it up like, oh yeah, look at him, he's being so compassionate.
Unbelievable. Speaking of compassionate, did you catch what happened on Saturday Night Live with respect to Luigi Mangione during the weekend update segment? That was discussed. There was a bit of some satire done on it. And just at the initial mentioning of his name, the freaking studio audience clapped, cheered. They're cheering a killer. What the hell is wrong in this country? Moral decay on steroids right there. That disgusted me. I shared that with my golf buddies yesterday. They didn't believe it. I had to play it. Unbelievable. We're coming right back. We got half an hour left on Midday. Stay with us. If you give on
love. Carter,
bring it on.
Middays with Gerard Gibbert.
It is on.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, Santa's a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looks a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in.
So in the last segment, we were talking about the glorification of this killer, Luigi Mangione, that has been exemplified throughout social media, but also exhibited, I should say, not exemplified, but also on Saturday Night Live. And he also pleaded not guilty. Not guilty. That was this morning, I think. Right.
Yeah, that was after a long-winded speech from his attorney about the perp walk over the weekend. Did you see that?
Uh-uh. What's up with that?
It was a show of force.
Okay.
It was basically about 50 people armed with rifles and Eric Adams and all them walking behind him.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, there are nuts, and I mean truly nuts. You've probably seen them out staging protests with protest signs. And they've got the...
Oh, yeah, there was a gaggle of young women there to support him in the courtroom.
Oh, my gosh.
The reporters talked to some of them and asked, and some of them were saying, yeah, it's the first time they've ever been in court there to support him.
Well, there are a bunch of masked up fools out on the streets with signs, and they're, of course, portraying him as the Luigi from the video game, right?
Mario Brothers.
Mario,
yeah.
Brothers, yeah. And they're wearing the green hat with a big L in the white circle. But I'm looking at one of these signs. Privatized health care is a crime against humanity. This is certainly sparking the discussion about socialized medicine more and more. What people want is instant and free. That's what they want, these nuts. And nothing else will do, I feel like. Certainly this has, again, gotten a lot of attention. Our old buddy Robert Reich is at it again. He retweeted Senator Chris Murphy's tweet. He, the senator from the great state of Connecticut, he says, why do the billionaires, Musk, Ramaswamy, Trump, want to shut the government for Christmas? Shut down the government. Because they still get paid. Gosh. He's unbelievable, this Reich guy. He says earlier this morning, the wages of the richest 1% have skyrocketed 182% since 1979. Meanwhile, the wages of the bottom 90% have seen just 44% growth. Is it any wonder why so many think the system is rigged against them? This guy doesn't get it whatsoever. So the richest 1% there, Robert, they actually created something super extraordinary, which is what led to the monumental increase, the meteoric increase in their pay and their net worth. You know what? The bottom 90% realized a 44% increase. Gee, I look at that and say, that ain't bad. And when I've analyzed this whole narrative about the shrinking middle class, it turns out more people have progressed into the upper echelons of income than have digressed to the bottom. That's why the middle class shrunk. That never comes out in all of this. And you know what enabled that? The creations of the top 1%. They're the ones that made us all more productive, gave us the tools to create more wealth and more jobs. I know, this is crazy. This is just economics 101 that seems to be above the head of the...
No pun intended.
Exactly. Because he's about 4'5", isn't he?
So he's a little guy.
Whenever I see this, I think, well, what is it you want? And I get scared just thinking about what the answer is. You want the government to step in and say, yep, you got enough. That's it. Cutting it off. That's what you want? What do you want?
They have this weird belief that's about the most FCC safe word I can use for it, that no one needs or deserves more than X number of dollars, and they'll always put a random number on it.
So they just want to confiscate?
It's always a number that they've never seen, would never approach,
right?
Because their skill set that they've built up in their lifetime is worth about 3/1000 of it.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely
true.
That would
require actual introspection and actual self-awareness and understanding of the reality of life. The sad part is none of these people have been slapped in the face by reality. They're still living as adults with the mind of a child.
Unbelievable. But that's always what I'd like to ask them is, well, what is it exactly you want? And they struggle with that, honestly. Because then they wouldn't have anything to talk about if they got what they wanted. But you just want to confiscate? I think so. All the wealth over a certain level? Oh, you can't have that. Sorry. Even though you lawfully, legitimately earned it because the market rewarded you for whatever.
That's why they use all
do.
These emotional arguments, like if you had earned $4,000 every hour of the day since Jesus Christ was born, you still wouldn't have as much money as Elon Musk.
That's true. That is so true. Wow. I guess never shocked anymore at what this fool has to say. I just find it kind of sad that they truly do think that way. And unfortunately, they're infecting lots of the young people in this country into thinking the same. So when they say that, like, the system is rigged, can you please tell me what do they mean by that? Like, is Elon Musk keeping you and me from becoming billionaires?
No, they have this idea of nepotism that is outsized in their opinion and in reality is existent to a certain extent, but not nearly as widespread as they would make you believe. Like, they believe that unless you are born into the wealthy aristocracy, then you are not going to have a chance to make any wealth for yourself just because they can't.
Well, the people that they smear the most were not born into aristocracy. Elon Musk was not.
It's how twisted and backwards their logic is. Because they don't actually use logic, they just use emotion.
I mean, maybe 100 years ago, if you're a descendant of a Carnegie or a Rockefeller, maybe. But if you look at...
The closest thing to that we have in current America are the Waltons.
The Waltons, right. That's right. And they're on the list. But Larry Ellison, most people don't even know who he is. I think he's number four.
But that also, you go back a generation and Sam Walton worked hard for his money.
No doubt about it. Was fired by JCPenney. Remember that? Famously told, you'll never have a career in retail. Yeah. So, okay.
This is the mentality you get when a generation raised on participation trophies doesn't get a $1 million paycheck because they know how to fill out the intersectionality checklist, or they've read a couple books, even though everybody else has read many more.
That's so
they
true.
Feel the need that, well, I read a couple books, you got to pay me tons of money.
That's right. Mo says,
I'm entitled to it, dang it.
Mo says George Soros hasn't told them what they want yet. That could be true. Oh, my gosh. CC in Senatobia says liberals are all for the death penalty when it comes to babies in the womb, but want to spare a murderous monster. Ain't that something? It
That's
is.
That's why I roll my twisted. Eyes whenever they try to be the arbiters of morality. They have no morality.
I got you. So on the ceasefire text line, this person says, y'all are missing it. The climate is changing. People are tired of guys like that CEO from United Healthcare not giving a rat's ass about his customers, his clients, the people that are paying him big premiums, and he didn't give anything when they get help or not. I'm going to go through the math again. They made $14 billion on revenue of $271 billion. You tell me how much should they make. What's fair? I tell you what's fair is whatever the market.
That's also now, operating under the assumption that every single denial of service claim sits on the CEO's desk until he rubber stamps it.
Which isn't true. And I'm not defending any of their denials here or any of their practices. I'm just pointing out that, I've said this before, you take all the net profit out of the insurance industry, it's 1%, less than 1% of the total spending on healthcare. And again, I'm not defending insurance companies here. I'm just pointing out the math. So let's just say that you rolled all that back into premiums, and then you approved every single claim. Every single claim. Your premiums would go up.
Well, the other sticky situation that some of these naysayers find themselves in when they champion somebody like Luigi and when they try to rationalize the murder of the CEO, it all comes back down to a fundamental misunderstanding of reality.
No doubt. No doubt. So Medicare is government health care that is honestly subsidized by income taxes, which is really compared with spending or debt, borrowing. It denies claims, too. We're coming right back in the Element Well studio.
Pickup truck.
Are we going to do this?
Middays with Gerard Gibbert.
Keep rolling. 3, 2, 1.
On Super Talk, Mississippi.
It's going to be a catfish Christmas. Santa's on the lake. He's dreading his whip off fishing pole and a John boat for his sleigh. With a red life jacket and a tackle box, he's bringing his ice chest filled to the top. It's gonna be a catfish Christmas, reeling in the high.
We're back with you in the Element Well studio. We're joined now by Jay Lake, the owner of Carter Jewelers. All right, Jay, what else you got to tell us?
Hey, Gerard, Merry Christmas again.
Yeah, man.
I just want to thank all your listeners all over Mississippi for keeping us in business since 1849. We're the oldest running business in Jackson, praise God, and one of the oldest jewelry stores in the United States. And right now we're making history again. We have bought another massive company out of New York City, and they went bankrupt, and we're able to sell their merchandise at 70% off their tag prices. This is a great deal, and we have a huge amount of their product still. Two more days, you can still buy it. Today till 6 p.m. We're probably going to stay up until 7 or 8 today, and then tomorrow at 8 a.m. Lots of engagement rings, platinum, 18 karat, VS diamonds, We got all 70% off their tag prices. That's if it's $1,000, it's only going to cost you $300. And you can get pre-approved online, CarterDiamonds.com, www.CarterDiamonds.com. If you have no credit or bad credit, get approved online. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't take very long. So and then you find out what you get, and you come in, and you make your purchase, real easy. And if you do have good credit, you can get 18 months interest-free financing, no money down, real easy. And just take all you got to do is sign your name and fill the application out.
Gotcha.
But we got diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, pearls, watches, fine sterling silver, starting at $100, gift wrap, front door parking, downtown Jackson, corner High and State Street. And a lot of everything's marked down, but a lot of that merchandise is 70% off or more right now. And if you don't need anything for Christmas, come on in. Get something for your anniversary or your birthday. Put it on layaway. 10% down. Pay on it for 12 months, interest-free. You ought to come in and see what we got. If you see something you like, you really ought to get it because we can't get it again at these prices. This is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It's lots of engagement rings and tennis bracelets. So come on in. Gerard, and y'all come in. We'll make history some more with you guys.
Jay, if someone walks in that really don't have an idea of exactly what they're looking for, will your staff help them out, help them find something?
Absolutely. If you can't afford the natural diamonds, we got the lab-created diamonds on sale. Massive selection of diamond stud solitaire earrings. Every female loves those, and those are great Christmas stocking stuffers. Those are start around $1,000 or less for carats, and we have 1 carat solitaires for $7.99. Lab created, you can't beat that. VS diamond, colorless diamond, D color, absolutely perfect. And our custom designer is amazing. They've won more awards than any other manufacturer in the world. We have a huge selection of their. We handpick our diamonds, send it to them, and they make the best product ever. And they can size it. They have the wedding bands that match it perfectly. It's really nice, Gerard.
Gotcha.
I know you've seen them. You came in last
year.
Yeah.
Well, I hear the background noise, so it sounds like you got some customers in there doing some shopping.
That's right. We're real busy right now. We still have front door parking. And if that gets full, we have the overload next door at the First Baptist. They let us use their parking lot over there, so it's real nice. And we got the Capitol Police patrolling. Jackson's really safe right now. Capitol's really changed the atmosphere around here.
Yeah, the Capitol Police have definitely made a difference, and it's easy to get to the store. You just travel down I-55, find the High Street exit, travel the exit, or I should say High Street, up the hill, and you're right there on the corner.
7-Eleven High Street, and then in Vicksburg, we have a nice store over there right next to Kroger in Pemberton Square. You got to check out Ginger and her crew over there. They're sweethearts over there. They have the jeweler there. He can size your rings, set your diamonds, whatever you need. They got it all there. They can do watch batteries, gift wrap. They got all that, too, and they have the front door parking over there as well.
Awesome. Well, Jay, I certainly hope that you and all the Carter Jewelers family have a fantastic and a Merry Christmas, and we really appreciate you checking in with us again. Sounds like you're going to have a great Christmas season. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gerard.
Yeah, man.
Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we are going to be again with you on Thursday and Friday. Don't forget, it's in a Mississippi Minute with Steve. Pardon me, a Mississippi Christmas. I'm so used to saying that right now. A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar gets kicked off tonight at 6 p.m. Steve does a great job with that, and you can also watch us online and see the Yule log up there on the screen. A Mississippi Christmas with Steve Azar, brought to you by the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, Covington County Hospital, and Attorney General Lynn Fitch. That's a wrap for us today. We thank you so much for joining us. I hope you and your family have a fabulous, healthy, and Merry Christmas, and we'll be back again with you the day after Christmas. Stay safe, and God bless everyone.
And I'll be happy Christmas. once again.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.